This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Kids in several North Texas school districts returned to school yesterday. As part of our weekly look at education, we're going to focus on a couple of districts and their efforts to turn around struggling schools. In Fort Worth, the Leadership Academy at Mitchell Boulevard had been one of the district's low-performing schools. But as the new state ratings show, the elementary school has turned a corner. This time last year, teachers and staff at Mitchell Boulevard Elementary were worried. The school had been rated improvement required 3 consecutive years. The district turned it and several other failing schools into leadership academies. They extended the school day, they added intervention specialists, they served 3 instead of 2 meals a day. They required students to wear uniforms, and they paid teachers more.
When we started the school year, there were challenges, and the students worked hard, the teachers worked hard, and we all prevailed together.
That's school counselor Willanette Williams. Under the state's ratings released last week, Mitchell Boulevard met standards.
It's just a great feeling because we knew that our boys and girls could do it.
So on Monday, staff decided to celebrate. They rolled out a red carpet for students and parents. Cheerleaders from Fort Worth's Polytechnic High School greeted them. Seven-year-old London Campbell is new to Mitchell Boulevard this year. He said he was excited.
Of going to second grade and making new friends and making new teachers.
Principal Eileen Martina Quiñones, now in her second year at the school, said a number of factors helped turn the school around. One of them was analyzing student data to see where kids needed the most help. The other factor, she said, was additional training for teachers and having grant money to hire more staff.
That was a huge impact, having additional resources, the instructional coaches, the intervention specialists, the extended day. We have that additional hour for interventions, so that helped too.
Mitchell Boulevard may be off the state's improvement required list, but the school still has work to do. In particular, the state's student achievement category. That measures how much students know by the end of the school year. So the school plans to do more teacher training this year. Stella Chavez, KERA News.